The Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
I think I figured out Jack Michaels' diet. I figured out why Jack Michaels eats the way he eats and drinks soda pop the way he drinks soda pop. It has to be the noon show on 740 The Fan, Pinto.
Why is that?
Well, I've filled in for Jack the last 2 days, right?
Right.
Noon to 1, 740. Tank and I had a great time those 2 days. But what do I have right now for my lunch? This is my lunch. Tell the listeners what I'm having for lunch today.
I'm looking at chili cheese Fritos and a styrofoam cup I can only assume is filled with Coke.
It is filled with Coke. The way it's been going this week, I wish it was a third filled with something else, but the people in Wisconsin don't like that. They don't allow that, and I'm not going to break the rules. So it's Coke.
You mean the company doesn't allow? Because I feel like Wisconsin likes to, you know, fill a third of Coke with something.
I mean the company located in Wisconsin that signs my paychecks. No, the state of Wisconsin's fully behind that.
Yeah.
They would be disappointed it would only be a third full, the state of Wisconsin. They want it to be 100% of non-Coke in my glass.
Yeah, I can see that too. So you've been running around doing a lot of things, and now you've figured out what the Jack Michaels diet is because he runs around and does a million things daily.
I need some powdered sugar donuts. Folks, welcome to the Friday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. And it is Friday, and that means that our good friend Sean Reed from our brother station Froggy 99.9 across the hallway gets to tell you where he and his team are going to be in a couple hours, or actually less than an hour, tailgating. Hello, Sean.
Good afternoon, sir. You sure that isn't some celery and some hummus with a Diet Fresca?
Would you like some chili cheese Fritos?
Would love them.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, stand by.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm literally taking some.
Yep,
hold on.
Okay, good.
What's the expiration date on
those?
That's top-notch radio. 1994.
I bought them yesterday. No. What's happening with tailgating tonight?
I tell you what, and as a Wisconsinite, yes, we do approve that third or fourth or full gallon, whatever. We enjoy it. We like to have fun. We are heading north. It is homecoming. Fargo North hosting Red River. 5 o'clock kickoff, so we're moving up a few hours everything today, but 5 o'clock north and Red River.
What happens at a Froggy 99/Y94/Midwest Communications tailgate party?
Well, you get the nice breath of chili cheese Fritos today. That's that is lifesaver to anyone.
Never had those, huh?
No, that's fantastic. We hang out. We have some Subway. We have some Sun Drop. We kind of, as we like to talk every week, we get to see what each school's athletic program has already going on, the boosters and the parents and the grill out, and hopefully bring a win to the Spartans today.
Do you have your rain slickers with you?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I did do, and got the ponchos, the Froggy 99.9 ponchos. They were on back order, but we just got them in today, and I think we're going to use them tonight.
Do you have the Froggy galoshes? Do you have green galoshes?
Boss man said ponchos or galoshes.
Did you wear galoshes as a child? And I'm talking about the rubber things with the zippers on them that all the, dare I say, nerdy kids had in elementary or junior high school?
You're calling me a nerd, Mike?
Did you have those?
My therapist said I can't talk about this in adulthood, but alas, the wounds have not healed yet, and just right back there, I'm going to have to call my mother here, and I'm getting a little verklempt right now. I apologize.
You're okay.
The Velcro boots. The boots and the Velcro. And
you didn't have moon
You left them
boots.
In the hallway?
You didn't have moon boots, did you?
No.
Did you have moon boots?
No, you get them at something that lines with Argot. Put a T on the front.
Yeah.
They're maybe a fine sponsor of the radio program. You go over Target and the Bugle Boy. That was sweet. You were cool when you had the Bugle Boy. And then the Velcro boots. Right, because you bring your tennis shoes.
Yep.
Because you don't want to track the snow and everything into the classroom.
No.
So you put them in the hallway there by your little hook.
Yeah,
Your name, Sean. Am I making any sense here?
Not really, but it's probably the chili cheese Fritos.
It's the chili cheese Fritos.
What are you
going
to have at tailgating? Are you going to have some vittles there? Are you going to have some? You said mentioned the Sun Drop and the hot dogs, right?
Sun Drop and some hot dogs and some Subway. We'll also bring some. We're gonna go top shelf today. Some Bison tickets tomorrow's game.
You have Bison tickets?
We have some Bison tickets that we'll bring out there as well.
That's called burying the lead. No offense to you. No offense to Froggy. No offense to hot dogs, chips, or Sun Drop. But that's burying the. This is a hot ticket, brother.
Yeah.
This is a hot ticket.
Almost as hot as a new pair of Velcro boots.
How can people?
Or the pair from 1993.
I don't know.
They
where
were
to go.
Gray.
I've lost control of the first half of my
they
show.
They were light gray.
Wonderful. Yep, absolutely. I had Sorrel boots.
They were Jordache.
I was a Sorrel boots kid myself. Where was I? You've got me all discombobulated.
You go to Fargo North. We're going to be there just after 3 because you're probably asking, how can we put you a part of the fun?
Yes. How can people win Bison tickets?
Oh, Bison tickets.
I'm going with the Bison thing here because these are tough tickets to get. They're like on sale on Craigslist
$80. Right. We're going to have a boot off on the grounds of Fargo North this afternoon for homecoming.
Off?
A galosh off.
Yep.
I believe that Wikipedia that. I'm not sure what the definition of that is. Alas, we'll probably just do a register to win. We'll keep it fair for everyone. You stop on by. You get us your name, your number. You don't have to be present to win. And then right before kickoff, homecoming kickoff, North and Red River about 5 o'clock, we'll draw the name. We'll call them and then go see the Bison take care of business tomorrow, wearing boots or not.
Tomorrow's Galosh's Day.
Right.
You're going to have the ice house there. You're going to have the ice castle fish house.
Yes, you can text ICE, that'd be ICE to 35270 for a chance to win that bad boy, and you can see it, and absolutely, all going to be there.
Sean Reed, Froggy 99.9. I know that a lot of listeners on KFGO, you can go. I'm done. You're taking off your headsets.
Thank you, sir.
You're busy. Go ahead.
Pro boots.
What I wanted to say was that a lot of our listeners on KFGO love country music. The best country music station around is Froggy 99.9.